there, friend. Welcome to Start Early Today, your daily dose of mindfulness, positivity, and insight. How have you been? Hope you're doing well wherever you may be. Hope you're being clear in our purpose here, the purpose of your life, becoming gentle with the way you handle your thoughts and emotions, and knowing how things work. Just the thought pops in your head and you're invited to believe it. And if you believe the certain thought that popped up, it will then make you feel certain things. So all the emotions that you feel is just the result of you believing a certain thought. And we have the choice on the things that we choose to think about. So practicing the power of choice, that is where your freedom is. So be not bothered by all of your external surroundings. Those are just a result of your energetic resonance or the way you're thinking and believing for quite some time. But you can totally shut them out and start anew. You can start a new life by sitting your spine straight each morning and creating the world of your desires in your head first, for that is where all creation starts. It starts in your head, and to go and handle the mind with purpose and intention. Watching your intention, bringing your attention to that intention, and embodying that identity through your humanness or through the physical world in 3D plane. It's always from 4D to 3D, as above, so below, as within, so without. So anything that you see outside of you is a manifestation of what is inside of you. So hold yourself accountable. Be responsible for the things that are happening in your life right now. Wherever you may be, you have brought yourself there, and you need not to stay there forever. Things can be changed, and your reality is malleable, and it depends on how skillful you are on being aware on how you receive certain things, how you perceive certain things. A quote that is very handy to memorize is, the things that you look at change if you change the way you look at it. That's by Wayne Dyer. And that all that you see is a reflection of yourself. If you see a bothersome trait of your brother or your sister, it's time to look within, turn it around. You are that person by the mere fact that you look at it that way. It's called projection, my friend. So we are projecting machines. Be mindful of what we project onto the world, because it will then become our life. And our true nature is one of love, joy, acceptance, collaboration, and creativity. So there's no point in separating the delusion of separatedness. We sometimes get drunk of this potion given by the ego and the shoulds and have-tos. We can switch it to I choose to, once again, within the theme of choice. Practicing the power of choice instead of bemoaning our tasks and duties as I got to do this, you switch it to I get to do this. That we are blessed with certain activities and duties and responsibilities because we are here to learn and become whatever we have not. How do I phrase this? We're here to become something that has never been. to create a world that has never existed, to bring heaven down to earth. And each day we're blessed with this new opportunity to bring life to something that is imagined and out of inspiration and inspired action and deliberate planning. Put them all together and we shall live the life of our dreams. You can bucket them in categories of your physical, financial, fun, family, friends, and take a step back and look into those and plan your time and hours, how you're gonna spend it, nourishing the parts that you please. And it's all up to you, and that is the beauty of the life here on earth, that it is by choice, that you're free to do and create whatever you want. You're free to create a version of yourself that the world has never ever seen before, and that uniqueness will bring value to your family, community, and the world if you become so much proficient at a certain skill or at a certain craft. So what is it? What excites you? What brings you to, what brings you out of bed? What delights you? There's a lot of things, my friend. The beauty of cooking, music, tending to family, spending time with friends, just attending to your own belongings can be an artful, worthwhile dedication. And we can create some new skills that interests us. There's no end to combinations of ingredients that can be put together. Just today, I whipped up some penne and some greens with cashew cheese sauce. So blitz some cashews with nutritional yeast, sprinkle some salt, and toss it along sauteed penne with spinach. Oh, I also put in Omni there. Omni is this vegan protein substitute for Spam. And as I was searing it, a fond was formed at the bottom of the pan, the brown, crisped, caramelized bits, which I then deglazed with, I hope I had white wine, but I only had water, so I made use of what I have. Recipe will be up on makepurethyheart.com, so that interests me a lot. Food, nourishment, wellness, exercise. How have you been? How have you been practicing your power of choice, your deliberate thinking and wise discernment of how you're gonna spend your belief? What do you believe in? If you believe anything and everything that the mind presents to you, you will go tired, running hither and thither, because our brains are evolved to protect us from danger, from the Amazon. But now we have made houses and we are secure. Oh, if you spend too much time in your amygdala, you're always on your toes and on your feet. You'll burn out if you're always on the fight or flight, and your sympathetic nervous system will wear out. Go inward with 3 deep breaths and you shall heal. You shall heal and miracles will stir up in your life. Go to the breath, surrender your questions to the universal unconscious, and just intend well with your conscious mind. That's the most powerful choice that you can make. You intend wellness and nourishment and believe in the correctness and the flow of things, for it is not according to your plan. John Lennon said, life happens as you're busy making plans. So you can plan as diligent and as deliberate as you can, but it is what it is. The market is the market, and it will happen as it unfolds. So I like the saying, be impatient with your actions, but be patient with the results, because the results, you do not have control of that. We only have control of our actions, of the way we feel inside. So all the problems, put that in your external world, and that does not have anything to do with you. This does not mean running away from responsibilities. It means that it does not need to ruin your peace. Okay? We're not saying that we need to be indifferent or passive or bypass everything or ignore everything. In fact, we're going the opposite of ignoring. We're becoming aware through silence, maybe hearing it from a different point of view, maybe listening to a story to uncover its deeper meaning. Maybe it means something to you now from a different version of yourself, the one that is more inquisitive and quieter. And of course, gratitude. Practice gratitude by just honoring that you awakened today, that we are alive, that it is a gift. Just the mere fact of being alive, you've already won. And now to further the winnings, you allocate your resources and you allocate your riches, the ones that have been bestowed upon you, and it comes in the form of talent, insight, curiosity, energy, and you make the most out of it. Make the most out of today by practicing your freedom of choice. That's a good title for today. I'm happy that you're here. MakePureThyHeart.com. Sign up to my newsletter and buy my book, MakePureThyHeart.com, on Substack. Just type MakePureThyHeart on Google. MakePureThyHeart, MakePureThyHeart, and make that your mantra. Namaste.